Hey folks, welcome to another edition of the Anime Show. I'm glad you're here with me. Joining me today is Lorena. She had already told her story once before, but I asked her to come back on because she got to be a part of a documentary that I think everybody needs to see, and that is Take Care of Maya. So I invited her back on. I wanted to talk about the documentary and just go over again what happened to her, because medical kidnapping is a real thing. If you don't think it is real, I listened to her story. She will tell you from her own experience, and I just had another couple on the last episode about that story. But there's going to be a Netflix story. God is doing something amazing. He is really out there, and he is exposing the child trafficking, and he's doing it through the Jim Caviezel movie Sound of Freedom, and he's doing it through this documentary Take Care of Maya. So please like, share, and subscribe. This show is very important, so please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor, and the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you feel like you can donate. I'd really appreciate that. You can also be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. All this really helps support the program. So like, share, and subscribe. We always carry more of the conversation on Telegram. Join us at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. Join me there. Well, coming up right now is Lorena. So excited to have Lorena back. Thank you so much for making the time to come back on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Do you have any updates since we last talked of things that you're a part of, things that you're doing? Because I'm excited to follow you on your journey of helping other families overcome child kidnapping.
Yeah, medical kidnapping for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have an exciting update. I'm briefly at the very end of a new documentary that was just released on Netflix today called Take Care of Maya. And they're actually, her story was on the cover of People magazine.
Oh, wow.
Which is awesome because we really need to get this awareness out there that children are having medical conditions, but they're being misdiagnosed with abuse. And Maya, I'm so proud of Maya and her family for being so brave and courageous and sharing their story. And for the families and that also shared their stories at the end along with mine as well. And we just really hope to get that awareness out there to try to help other children and families.
So how did they find you to help them do this documentary?
The director, she saw that my story was also in People magazine a few years ago. So she contacted me and she asked if I could do a short interview for the documentary. And towards the end, I shared my story a little bit and along with some other families to help raise awareness and show that this is affecting thousands of families all across our nation and even worldwide.
They are right now the only mainstream outlet that I know of that's even talking about this. So yes. That seems really strange to me because nobody in the mainstream wants to talk about the medical kidnapping, the legal kidnapping of children. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And so I'm surprised people is doing this. So applaud to people for telling your story and their story.
I'm so thankful. I tried to get our story out there to raise awareness and it took about a year and a half or a little bit longer. For some reason, you know, I wish that news stations could just share the truth and share that children are being misdiagnosed with abuse and traumatized. It's emotional trauma for the whole families, the children and parents, when these children are misdiagnosed with abuse and wrongfully taken from their families through the medical system.
Yeah, all you're trying to do as a parent is solve the issue, like what is going on with my kid?
Yes.
And then next thing you know, they're escorting you out of the hospital. They're calling CPS. Your kid's gone. I can't even begin to fathom the feeling of not having your children around. I can't even begin. I mean, I can imagine, but like, and the, when I think about it, like I start tearing up, and it hasn't ever happened to me. Praise the Lord, you know, but it could happen to anyone at any time. You aren't anyone special. You are just a regular mom trying to get help for your child. And then next thing you know, your kid's being taken away. And it almost ruined you guys financially. Your husband had to lose his job. I mean, it's just a devastating effect. And to this day, your kid is still suffering. Your oldest child is still suffering. What about the birth injury that happened to your other son? Like, did he finally heal from the birth injury, or is it an ongoing thing that happened?
It's an ongoing thing. I noticed when he was a baby, his head was continuing to get larger than normal since birth, and even in utero, there's an ultrasound that showed that. The doctors would not listen when we tried to tell them. So he had like symptoms of his vomiting and lethargic, mm-hmm. and just things they just seemed off. So we kept taking him in to be seen through his doctor, urgent care in the children's hospital, and they kept misdiagnosing him with a stomach bug. And my child was my baby. He was only 5 months old at the time. He was laying in a hospital bed, and they had to do an external VP shunt. They had to do neurological surgery. And a few weeks later, he had to have another second brain surgery to have an internal VP shunt placed. So not only as a parent are you trying to, you know, deal with all the stress and the emotional heartache of your child in a hospital bed, you have CPS at the hospital interrogating you. And they told my children's father that he had to leave the hospital, and they wrongfully charged him with 2 serious felonies of injury to a child. And we both had clean records, no prior CPS involvement. He had a top secret government and military security clearance, and I was an optician in an optometrist's office. We had clean records, no prior CPS involvement, and the doctors would not listen to us. I told the pediatric neurosurgeon, my son has never been hurt in any way. Could this be something else, like a medical condition? And he said, yes, but since he's a baby and can't talk, we're just going to go with abuse, and walked away. And then CPS got involved, took my children, and it has traumatized my whole family. And it's taken many years to heal. This is emotional trauma that affects families and children for the rest of their lives. And it's just, it can all be prevented.
You have somewhat of a happy ending to your story because you got your kids back. But all those, there's a lot of parents out there that probably never got their kids back.
Yes,
I can't even begin to imagine just losing your kids forever. And this is why you're speaking out. This is why there's this documentary that came out on Netflix. What is it called?
It's called Take Care of Maya. It's a documentary that just released on Netflix today.
Because there's a lot of families out there that have devastated forever. Now, tell me a little bit about Maya, because you know her. Tell me a little bit about her and what happened to her family as a result of CPS coming involved.
I know a little bit about her family. She was also medically kidnapped, and they forced her to stay in the hospital for about 3 months. And the trauma that her family experienced and her mother was just so heartbreaking. And their story, like, it's so awesome that Caitlin, she's a producer, and the producers and the directors of this documentary spent 4 years to make it. And I'm just so thankful that Maya and her family were so brave and courageous to share their story. And the other families towards the end, they also shared their stories too, briefly. And we just really hope to raise that awareness. I'm in multiple groups online, and there's 8 in one group, there's 19,000 people, and there's several thousand and tons of groups online. And this is happening so often to families. People are in the medical system and they're contacting me, saying they're going through a similar situation. Engineers, doctors, nurses, teachers, firefighters, like, this is happening to everybody. And for it to happen to nurses and people and doctors in the medical system, it's just shocking.
Wow. Even medical personnel it's happening to.
Yes.
I mean, you would think if anyone's going to be able to not go through it, it'd be them, because they're in the system. But man, they're they're just as able to get their kids taken away as you and me and our neighbors down the street. There's a lot of money to be made in this, a lot of money to be made. There was one time, not that long ago, there was a document floating around the social media channels about the payouts between CPS and the hospitals. and what kind of payouts the hospitals got from CPS based on whatever they were getting, the parents were being accused of. And I haven't seen it in a long time, but I saw it for a brief moment. So if that is to be true, which someone told me in a law office that it was, who dealt with this kind of stuff, if that's true, then that is sick and twisted. People are getting paid to take your kids away. It's sick and twisted.
There should be an investigation, and if they pull tax records, they could probably see what's going on behind the scenes, which is so important because it's emotional trauma for the children from being ripped out of their homes and ripped from their parents' arms. They literally ripped my baby and my four-year-old out of my arms and just took him, placed him in foster care, and traumatized my whole family. And we're still trying to heal from it. And this was in 2015. It was 8 years ago, and we're still trying to heal from the emotional trauma.
I can't imagine what it'd be like for a little kid to get taken by people and then put in a home, and they don't know these grown-ups. They don't know anybody. They're complete strangers. I mean, think about it for a second. Would you ever let a complete stranger ever take your kid and let them spend the night at someone else's home? No. But this is what's happening, even though that there could be very great foster parents. And I know some foster parents out there that are phenomenal. You know, they have a heart for children. They just want to help kids. That's where their mindset's at. I don't think those people really know the ugly side of the foster system. I really don't think so. But there's some good families out there. And I'm not saying that every kid that gets taken is going to be harmed in any kind of way. Because, again, there are some good parents out there. There are good people out there. Mm-hmm. But imagine for a second, you're 4 years old. You're 3 years old. You're 5 years old. You're 10 years old. And you're taken away from your safety, the parents that you know. And you are literally put in a home where you know nobody. They are complete strangers to you. That would terrify me to no end.
Yeah, my four-year-old, he lost 20 pounds within only 6 weeks of being wrongfully taken. And his pediatrician said he showed signs of sadness and depression by being separated from us as parents. Like, and my son's 12 now, and he's still traumatized. Like, he doesn't want to go to the doctors. He starts crying. And, you know, we're still working with him and helping him heal through that. And I'm still very much trying to heal from it, too, because just if you could just imagine holding your baby and they come and rip them out of your arms and take him in the car and you don't know where they're going or who they'll be with. It's so heartbreaking. It's like, as a parent, it's like a hole in your heart that you just have to get through each day to fight to get your children back. It's horrible.
Yeah. And that's why I'm glad that your story has a happy ending. And we don't want anyone to go through this because you went through a lot to get to your happy ending. And we don't want parents to go through that. That's why we're highlighting it on the show. And I want to show, I have made, this is all open source information, but I've made a resource page. If you go to theamermayshow.com, hit the resource page, child trafficking. I have made a resource tab so you could see how prolific it is. Here we have Liz Croken. She talks about Pizzagate, the Podesta files, things like that. Then here's the story we did with your story. Then Megan Walsh, John Walsh's daughter, her kids were taken away from CPS. She's done nothing wrong. She just went against Hollywood and here her kids are taken away. This lady right here that I talked to, she was groomed. She was a single mom, and this woman, just started becoming friends with this girl as she walked home from school. You need to be teaching your kids to be very mindful of not talking to strangers on the way home, because this lady built a friendship with her and she ended up selling her into the sex slave industry just from walking from school to home. Because as a single parent, you don't have a lot of choice. You know, you have to really just trust that your kid is going to be okay while you're working. And so you're hoping that my kid will be safe from home to school. Well, eventually she got sex trafficked and she was rescued by someone who was, I don't know if he was soliciting her and just had a change of heart, or if he was one of those people in, like, we're going to be, the Sound of Freedom's coming out. Everyone needs to get tickets to that, where there is a man who went in there to just rescue children in sex slavery. Now, I don't know if that was that man or if he just had a change of heart, but he brought her back home to her mom after many years of being child trafficked. So we have all these stories of child trafficking, rape trafficking. We have about Epstein, Disney, all kinds of stuff right here. FBI whistleblowers that sexual abuse cases are no longer a priority for federal law enforcement agencies. This is terrible. The Valencia ad. JP Morgan Chase is helping Jeffrey Epstein sex traffic minors. And they are just been sentenced to pay out money for all of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. Why are you banking with JP Morgan Chase? They knew about this. They were complicit in my mind. Then there's Megan Walsh, Madonna accused of pornography and child trafficking in South Africa. I mean, this is on and on. The UN supports child pedophilia. These are documents that you can check it out. I think Louder with Crowder did a great expose on this, and he did a great job. So I highly recommend that you watch this video on here. Then we have letters from the House, Congress, with the director, the FBI director, who is now in front of the House Judiciary Committee. I think it's the Judiciary Committee. Anyways, he's being investigated by the House right now. And so it goes on and on and on. Oh, this was great. So the Arizona State governor, who occupies the governor's seat, forced resignation of Hobbs' newly appointed DCS director affirms needs for thorough vetting of nominees by Senate Republicans, because this lady was crazy. And so all these people that Katie Hobbs has put in her cabinet has had to leave for one reason or another, because they are just not good people. And so I have so much resources, CPS medical kidnapping. You need to see this. These are just articles I've come across. And when I come across them, I put them on here and I try to be as up to date as possible. This is what everyone needs to be familiar with, is Title IV. Can you tell us about Title IV? What do you know about Title IV?
Title IV, let's see, grants to states for aid and services to needy families and children. And for child welfare services.
Do you know about this title? I think this was the Bill Clinton thing where.
Oh,
Go ahead.
It's okay. Go.
Where Social Security will pay states to adopt out the kid. If the kid, at least in our state, if the kid is in child custody for 2 years, then the state can adopt out the kid and they will get money from the federal government as like a, to be able to adopt those kids out. So the federal government basically gives a bonus to the states when the kid has been in the system for so long and allows them to be adopted out of the family. GOP Senator, Arizona foster kids are being sold into sex slavery. A number of kids in Arizona foster care system is up. Arizona medical kidnapping exposed in mainstream media report. Arizona DCS, why are kids taken away? Too often the answer is unknown. I have just documented a whole bunch of things. Look at this. Arizona DCS has a bigger problem than those who were professional kidnapping shirts. This disgusts me. There's these DCS people, and they wore these professional kidnapper shirts. They know that's what they do. They kidnap kids.
On the previous,
they were wearing these shirts bragging about it. It's disgusting. Jeez.
On the previous show that we did, I believe it's about 91% of child abuse cases go unsubstantiated and unfounded. So that's majorly concerning right there, is like, why are all these children being taken, 91% of them? And oftentimes it's found unsubstantiated, and these children are not being abused. And why, like my son, he had a birth injury that the hospital is trying to cover up, and they never told us anything. And then the children's hospital knew that my son had hydrocephalus, because the medical records say, it said protocol for MRI was hydrocephalus. So
which is a swelling of the brain, right?
Yes, there's fluid on the outside of the brain. And he had a subdural hemorrhage. I believe it's called subdural hematomas or whatnot. But those, he's predisposed to those because he had a birth injury. And he has a condition called benign external hydrocephalus. So he can get that type of situation, the fluid in over his brain and the subdural hemorrhages, because he has a medical condition and he had a birth injury.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no further than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com, for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store, and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health, because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's MeehanMD.com. Use promo code Amber at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
But doctors are so quick to wrongfully accuse and assume it's child abuse, and same with CPS. They're saying these children are being abused, but they have medical conditions. They also use Munchausen by proxy syndrome, where they try to say that the parent is going crazy and trying to make up all these things, but really the child has a medical condition. And when the state steps in and they take custody of the children, they're often doing much far much worse in the hospital's care than with their parents. Because the parents know, we know what's going on with our children. We know all the details. And then for the hospital to just step in and assume all these things, it's hurting the children. That's a huge problem here, is it's deeply hurting and traumatizing the children.
I can't imagine what your little baby was going through, because he can't speak and he's crying a lot, right? Because if he has this fluid building up in his brain, that's going to be very painful for him. And he can't speak, and here he's crying, and you know something's wrong. Babies don't cry unless something's wrong. They're either in pain, they are hungry, or they need a diaper change. This is why babies cry. They don't cry because they're happy. When they're happy, they giggle, they smile, they laugh. They cry to tell you as a parent, hey, I need your help. I'm in pain. I'm hungry. I need my diaper changed, or I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, and we kept taking our children to the doctors.
Right.
And I was told my baby and my son were crying all day in foster care, and he missed his medical appointments and MRIs that he was supposed to have. He did so much worse in the state care, and they moved my children three times within only five months in the foster care system. And it was just so heartbreaking to not have my children for 5 months. Every day was so painful, and I had to pray every day for God to give me strength to get through it, because it's so heartbreaking to have them every day.
It's terrible. And then they didn't even give your kids to like a family member, you know?
Yeah,
they didn't even give you that option, right?
Yeah, our attorneys fought to have our children placed with family members or just friends, anyone that we knew. And the judge said no, and she said foster care and gave no reason. And the funding that is generated through the foster care system, you know, it's crazy. But they should have put my children with family, and they did not. It would have been less traumatizing for sure for them to know who they're with. But it's so heartbreaking that this is happening to to thousands of families across our nation and worldwide. It's happening so often that my cousin reached this. It hits so close to home because my cousin reached out to me, and her friend all the way across the United States was going through a similar situation. It's happening that often. And since 2016, I lost count of the hundreds of families that have contacted me. There's so many that I just lost count.
How did they find you?
Our story went nationwide in 2019. I met with a national reporter with Scripps News, and she did a nationwide report of our story. And many families saw our story in the news, and they reached out to me, and they're just shocked that they're going through this as well. And they also can't believe that it happened to them and how often it's happening.
Are parents in these groups thinking of coming together to do these class action lawsuits for these hospitals that have taken their children away falsely and accused them falsely?
Yeah, I was told by an attorney that you have to have at least 40 people, which is a lot. So it's to have a class action lawsuit. So it's better to file individual lawsuits. And I've come into contact with at least 7 or 8 other families that have had the same child abuse pediatrician that also misdiagnosed their children with abuse, and they have medical conditions as well.
You did say something, I don't want to gloss over it because it's important. You went through something horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible. And for you, your faith was everything. Your faith got you through it. You could have been one of those people that said, well, if God was so great, this wouldn't have happened to me. Which isn't true, because God doesn't promise us the easiest, safest life. In fact, he himself went through the worst death you could possibly imagine.
Yes.
God himself was down here and went through horrific things.
Yes.
And if anyone's going to avoid horrific things, it would be God, right? But no, that's not how it happened with God down here. And it's certainly not going to happen with us. We're going to go through horrific things. He never promised we wouldn't. And yet you went closer to God than further apart from him. Because at that point in your life, when you have no control over your children and your safety, the only thing you really have is asking the Lord to protect your children.
Yes.
That is all you have. And so the documentary that's coming out, what's the name of the documentary again?
Take Care of Maya. It just got released onto Netflix today.
Her mother could not bear the loss of her kid. And so her mother took her life. And it's so sad because a few days later, her kid got released from custody. They just destroyed this little girl's life. She lost her mother because of the cruelty of the system. The heartbreak. She couldn't stand the heartbreak of losing her child. So she took her own life because the pain was so enormous. And they just destroyed that family because now that little girl doesn't have her mother anymore.
Yes.
And every girl needs their mom and their dad. Every boy needs their mom and their dad. Every child needs a mom and a dad. And they just wrecked that family's life. And I know there's people out here listening right now, and that's probably you too. Someone has probably really done something just like they did to Lorena, just like they did to Kira. This is why we need to support this Netflix movie. We also need to support Sound of Freedom, because there's been such a hardship getting stories like this out to the mass public. They will murder people over it. They will murder. Let me share this with you. Senator Schaefer, they murdered her over her report. And you can see it right here. If you go to my website, you can find her report. And you need to watch this. Read this. This is her report. A sitting senator was murdered over her report. There have been Hollywood actors who have been murdered over trying to expose the child trafficking. There have been singers who have tried to expose the child trafficking. Corey Feldman tried his best to get this out there, and he did a documentary, and no one's ever heard of it because they hide it so well. Sound of Freedom has been trying to make its debut for three or four years, and it's finally happening the July 4th week. So you need to support this film. You need to go buy a ticket. I don't care if you watch it or you don't watch the film. It might be hard to watch. You might need to watch it because it's hard to watch. So you need to see how bad things are. But you need to support the film. And then you need to support this Netflix film. And if you have Netflix, you need to go and support this film and watch it. Find out what's going on. Share this information. This episode needs to be shared far and wide because we have to get this information out so other families can get healed. Eventually, there will be a massive healing that will happen, I think. God is in the moment of exposing. And with exposing, there's a lot of hurt and because all these emotions just bubble up. Like for you, when you were listening to that documentary, that had to be so hard for you to watch the documentary.
Oh, it was so heartbreaking. I was like crying and I was getting flashbacks of what I was going through at that time. And it's just my heart breaks for their family. And I hope that they will see some justice someday. My and her family, I'm so thankful for their bravery and how courageous they are to share their stories because it's so tough. Like in losing a family member, I lost my sister through suicide and it's so heartbreaking. The grief that you have to live with every day, it's so tough. And we really need that awareness to get out there and we need to unite with each other and fight for changes. I keep telling parents and families, please contact your senators and state representatives. Share your stories legislative hearings like we did. It took us 2.5 years to get a law passed in Texas to allow second opinion for parents before wrongful and emotionally traumatic removal. It's such a fight to have a law passed, but if you stay strong and you work together and you don't give up, it can happen.
Speaking of laws, I helped write a bill with my state legislator so that our rights are preserved because in the family courts, they will not let you get tried by jury. So my bill was just to back up the constitutional right of you being allowed to have a jury when your kids are being threatened to be taken away from you. If anyone's watching this video and knows a state lawmaker, I don't care what state it is, I want to send my bill to them. This bill needs to go nationwide. It's not supposed to be just an Arizona bill. This needs to go nationwide. So if anyone has connections to any state lawmaker or anyone in an elected capacity that might know a state lawmaker, please go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Hit the contact button. Send me your email so I can send you this bill because local action creates national impact. I love your bill. I asked for your bill to be sent to my state lawmaker asking him to do the Texas bill here in Arizona. We can be working state by state, hand in hand, to make more protections for our families. So I hope we will run that bill. I haven't talked to him since, but I'm going to talk to him again and seeing that we can run that bill here in Arizona. I think it's a great bill. We need second opinions. And then if people can run my bill. Heck, let's run both bills. You want, as a state lawmaker, let's run the Texas bill. Let's run my bill. Why not? So come in contact with me, theambermayshow.com. Click the contact button. Let me get these bills in your hands. Let's work together because local action creates national impact. What are some groups parents can get involved with?
There's Family Forward Project. There's about 19,000 families in there. And there's also the Innocence Project. Shaken baby syndrome, false diagnosis. Let's see. There's so many, it's hard to remember. If you just Google or look up Facebook in Family Forward Project, there's like 19,000 families on there, fractured families. There's so many groups online and there's so much support out there. And if attorneys work together with lawmakers and families, big changes can happen someday. That's what we hope and pray for. That our bill can reach a federal bill someday that will allow parents a second opinion before wrongful and traumatic removal. You wouldn't think that we would need a bill for a second opinion, but oftentimes if you have your child in the hospital and you want to take them out and take them for a second opinion, the state will step in and the hospital will keep your children and they will be in state's custody. Like, I can't tell you how often that this is happening. It's happening so often. And I was shocked that it happened to us. I never thought it would have happened to us. And all of the hundreds of families that have contacted me, they're completely shocked too. And they're completely heartbroken because mothers are on the phone crying and saying their children and their babies have also been wrongfully taken. And to not have my kids for 5 months was excruciatingly painful every day. Like I had to pray and lean on my faith for God to help me get through every second of every day for 5 months that I didn't have my children.
When your kid's dad, he lost his credentials. Did he ever get them back?
No, he lost his top secret government and military security clearance, And he was told by his attorney that's going to take 10 years to get off of his record because he's gay with the child. And that
they just destroyed his career. They didn't care.
Yeah, it'll take 10 years to get off of his record. And he didn't get his top secret clearance back. And he lost his job. We had to sell our house to pay for the attorney fees. We had to hire our three attorneys to fight for us in court and to fight to get our children back. We lost our children. We lost everything. This is complete mass destruction of families' lives and children's lives. It's like a tornado coming in and destroying your whole life. And you're left with nothing and having to pick up the pieces of the emotional trauma and stress. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens. Like, it's so tough to hold them accountable. CPS caseworkers are lying and falsifying court documents like they did in our case. They lied and falsified court documents and had my children wrongfully removed from me. They said that they're in immediate danger. I had so many documents and doctor visits to prove that they are wrong. I was visiting family in another state, and the CPS in that state got involved, and they said, no, the children are safe. I deem them safe, and I want them to stay with their mother. But they crossed state lines, and they wrongfully took my children from me. They did not like that I was taking my son to see different doctors. I knew he wasn't abused, and I knew I was going to find the correct diagnosis someday, but it took me 2.5 years to get that correct diagnosis. And when they put my children in foster care, they knew that it would make it even more difficult for me to take them to see other doctors. It was impossible. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Man. Thank God that there are still some good people in these crooked places. You know, we serve a just God, and our justice system has been taken over, but there's still some good judges there.
Yeah, our judge unfortunately wasn't good, but CASA was awesome, and they really helped us. Thank God.
Right. I'm like I said,
there are good judges too.
God will never leave us without any justice whatsoever, and it might not happen in your case, but somewhere out there are some good judges. Okay, and there might be a lot of CPS workers willing to just falsify documents, but there will be some in some of these realms that will be good people that are trying to do their best in these bad situations. So it's not 100% across the board. Everybody who works for CPS is bad, or every judge out there is bad. I don't believe that to be true. However, I do know there's enough of a cabal that it will wreck people's world more often than we think.
Yeah. And even if CPS, you know, in our case, the caseworkers that lied and falsified the court documents and wrongfully took my children out of my arms, hopefully someday they'll realize what they did was wrong, and hopefully they can help families. You know, it can happen. Sometimes people are doing wrong and they realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm hurting and traumatizing these children. It's emotional trauma that'll affect them for the rest of their lives. Maybe I should turn this around and help them and do what's right. CPS says they do what's in the best interest of the children. I don't believe that to always be true. Mm-hmm. If they did what was in the best interest of my children, they would have listened to what we're trying to tell them, looked at all the medical records, got a medical expert that is not affiliated with the state, and had my son correctly diagnosed as well. But no, they kept saying, oh, he was abused, when he was not. He had a birth injury and he has a condition called benign external hydrocephalus. And I had to see my son go through 2 neurological surgeries, 2 brain surgeries, and then to have CPS interrogate us and criminal charges brought on their father, who had a top secret government and military security clearance. It's just crazy. Like, we're still in shock that we went through that, and we're still trying to very much heal from the emotional trauma. And we're still paying, because families are close to, we're close to claiming bankruptcy a few times. Many families are in the same situation, because just to retain an attorney sometimes is $15,000. And then if you need them for a few years, like we did, it's many more thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And you have to hire your own attorney to fight for you.
You have to, especially when it comes to your kid. Like, you can't leave it up to chance. You can't do it yourself. You need to have someone who has the expertise in this realm to give you a fighting chance.
What's tough too, though, is not many attorneys have enough knowledge and know how to fight these cases, because they're even shocked that this is happening.
Right.
And if the attorneys have so much more knowledge and they work together with attorneys that really know these cases inside and out, then they could really fight for the families. But oftentimes I'm also finding that attorneys don't really know how to navigate these cases, because it's like a chess game. Like, you just don't really know how to navigate the system.
And I don't know how my viewers feel about Donald Trump, okay? But you had someone falsely accuse you, provide false documentation, and you're just a regular person. We have a president who's had the same thing happen to him, and it's been proven that Hillary Clinton paid to have this fake document to accuse Donald Trump of Russia collusion, and it wasn't true. And he was a president, and you are not. That should tell you everything you need to know about our system.
Yep.
If it can happen to a president.
Yep, it can happen to anybody.
It can happen to anyone, and it happened to you.
Yes.
And he has a lot more means and a lot more notoriety than you do. He was one of the most powerful leaders in the whole world, and his pockets are a lot deeper than yours. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to you.
Yes.
And that's something we need to really think about, because it's hard for all of us to imagine that we live in a country that talks about being just, and you are innocent until proven guilty. In your case, you were guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
Totally backwards, until we
prove ourselves innocent. Yes, exactly.
They didn't wait to take your kids away until you were proven to be guilty. They took your kids away saying you are guilty and you're going to have to prove your innocence, which is so much harder to do.
Yes, they make you jump through so many hoops. You have to take psychological evaluations. You have to do mandatory therapy. You have to take parenting classes. And meanwhile, you don't have your children. You're so heartbroken. There's so many hoops that you have to jump through when we should have never had to go through that in the first place. There's so many children and families that should never have had to go through this nightmare of a situation. Mm-hmm. And it's very concerning, because you think how many children are in the foster care system and they should not be there. They're being traumatized like my children were. How many parents and caregivers like Tanya Illick in Tennessee and Sean Kroll in Illinois, they're being wrongfully convicted of child abuse and they're in fact innocent. Their children are having medical conditions and they're being wrongfully confused. They're being wrongfully convicted.
Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber. That's patriotmobile.com/Amber and use promo code Amber at checkout. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And the sad thing is, when they're in state custody, you don't really have much of a say. So the couple I interviewed that just aired, their kid got a vaccine and got vaccine injured from it, and now has autism as after they vaccinated their kid when they didn't want that to happen to their child. So they had no choice in the matter, and now they have to deal with that too. They got their children back after a couple years, but now their kid has a severe medical condition because of something that the state did to their kid when they did not want that to happen to their kid. Now, going back to what you said, this is from Senator Schaefer. I'm gonna just share this with you. This is her report. Share this with you so you can see it for yourself. Right here. This is her. This is a former sitting senator from Georgia. That parenting classes, anger management classes, counseling referrals, therapy classes, on and on, are demanded of parents with no compassion by the system while they have to go to work and while their children are separated from them, and they can take months or even years, and it emotionally devastates both children and parents and are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children.
Yeah, our family court case lasted for a year. My children were in foster care for 5 months. And then the criminal court case that they brought against my children's father with two serious felonies of injury to a child lasted for 2.5 years. And this is what's so crazy about this situation too. The criminal defense attorney that we hired, he used to be a prosecutor, and he told us, let me look through the medical records. You'd be shocked at what you can find in there. So he's the one that found that my child had a birth injury. He called us into his office and he said, look, I know you are in fact innocent. And we looked at each other like, we've been trying to say that for over two years now. And he's like, I found in the medical records that your child had a birth injury. And he was even shocked. So he used to be a prosecutor, and he's now a criminal defense attorney. So it was just this huge awareness for even him as well. And I was praying so hard for that case to be dismissed. And he even said, he's like, look, it's been over 2 years. It's highly unlikely for this case to be dismissed. It's a very serious part of the court system. But this is how powerful prayer is. That case was dismissed right before it was about to go to trial. And it took 2.5 years to have that case dismissed. And our criminal defense attorney did an amazing job fighting for us. Amazing job. And God can make even the most horrific experiences turn into good. There's pain in our purpose. Like, we could take our pain and turn it into purpose and someday help many families. And that's what I hope and pray for. I have so much empathy, and I care about people so much, and I really want to help people. And it breaks my heart that families are contacting me constantly. I just got another message from another mother last night. She's a nurse, and she's also being wrongfully accused of child abuse, and her baby's having similar symptoms that my child had. And we just hope and pray that this awareness can continue to light a spark across our nation and help many children and families someday. That's what we hope and pray for.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Lorena, for coming on the program today, sharing your story, talking about the documentary. Again, tell us the name of the documentary, where we can find it.
Yes, the documentary just got released on Netflix today. It's called Take Care of Maya. Please watch it. If you know anyone that has children, if you have children, please watch the documentary. It's such a heartfelt and captivating call to action. And we really hope and pray that this can continue to light a spark across our nation and help the thousands of children and families that are going through similar situations, that are being misdiagnosed with abuse, but they have medical conditions and they're being wrongfully taken.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too.
So, do you like to start your day off with a cup of coffee? What if I told you you could get a cup of coffee that not only helps rejuvenate your mind, get you going in the morning, but it could reduce stress?
what would you say? Well, I have just the solution for you. I have the Java Boost right here. It's delicious. It's the most creamy, delicious vanilla coffee that is infused with antioxidants from muscadine, ginger, and turmeric. It eliminates cravings, it helps support healthy blood chemistry, and it promotes healthy weight loss. When have you ever heard of a coffee that helps promote healthy weight loss? So if you want a coffee that's delicious, creamy, vanilla, helps reduce stress and fatigue, and helps promote healthy weight loss, then you want to grab Java Boost for yourself. And the easiest way to do that is going to cupahealth.com. That's cupahealth.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.